Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the podcast companion for A Homemaker's Manifesto. My name is Issa. I am the publisher of this Substack, and I'm super happy to have you here. If you are wondering why the voiceover for this post is just me chatting with you guys like a podcast, that's because it is a podcast. I really wanted to make an audio companion for the post so that, you know, my audience is mostly homemakers, right? So I wanted you guys to have something that you could listen to if you didn't have time to read the full posts, but it was really boring to just read them and record them and upload them. So I decided to just go ahead and do a podcast companion. So that's what we're doing here. Real quick before we dive in, if you are a free subscriber, I am so happy to have you. This is a 100% reader-supported publication. So that means that instead of relying on the big check infrastructure, third-party advertisers to support this publication, all of the support comes directly from you guys. I am a freelance writer, so writing is what I do for a living. It's how I help support my family, and supporting this publication is just kind of like supporting a small family business. That is basically what it is, and you can upgrade. Right now, I'm still offering 50% off paid subscriptions, so it's just $25 a year or $250 a month, and your upgrade includes access to the book club. It is a super cool book club. I've really been enjoying our discussions. It is just totally freestyle. Pick your own books, pick your own schedule. We are coming together every week in the Substack app, so you can join in the discussion anytime during the week. And we've been having some great conversations about kind of big picture faith ideas and what we're seeing in what we're reading. So if you want to join a book club, but you don't have, you know, just you're busy and you don't want to, you want to be able to pick your own book or go at your own pace, this is for you. That is why I designed this book club that way. An upgrade also includes my weekly current events digest, the prayerful digest, which just kind of looks at what's going on in the world through a biblical lens, through a faith perspective. It is a hard time to keep up with current events. I understand that. It's hard for me too. I want to see Christ in the center of what's going on, because we always can, because he's Lord of all. And it is really, really important to stay informed and know what's going on. Also understand why the things that are going on in the world are happening, as far as the ideas that are driving them and the way that people have turned away from God and what that is doing to our world. So yeah, all of that is included with your paid subscription. There will be a button in the post that this is recorded for you to upgrade. So go ahead and check that out, or even just reach out to me if you want more information about how to upgrade if you are having trouble finding it. Anyway, let's dive into our topic. This is a topic that I have a lot to say about because I have actually been I was for about 3 years the primary breadwinner, the sole breadwinner for our family as a freelance writer. I just happened to get a lot of work. Just the nature of the economy today, freelance writing was paying more than my husband could get just working 9 to 5. So we decided that he would stay home. He helped me with the housework and he homeschooled our children. And then in the last year that he was home, he actually built our homestead. So he did a lot while he was home. I had always been the primary homemaker. I've always been a homemaker. I very much identify with it, obviously, or I wouldn't name my publication A Homemaker's Manifesto. It's a big part of my story and why my paradigm shifted from progressive feminism to conservative Christianity and sort of very what we call traditional views on men and women. And I'm a big critic of feminism now and everything like that. And it all kind of started with homemaking and realizing how much value there is in homemaking and what a detriment it has been to families that women are not primarily choosing to stay home with their children and keep house. However, when we talk about homemaking and keeping house and being a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home wife, whatever it is, we largely reduce this to chores. And there's good reason for that. That is the vast majority of the reason why it's important to have somebody at home full time, is these things need to happen. When they are not able to happen, wealthier families pay somebody to do it for them. So obviously this work has value. What I have seen a lot of on the internet, and I heard people talk about this in person too, is if a husband who is working full time to support his wife at home should also be expected to pitch in with the housework. So the dynamic of this is typically there is the sort of traditionalist crowd who thinks that women should be home full time as homemakers, that they don't necessarily have any business being in the career world. It's sort of this backlash to feminism. And people like this often say, your husband should not be helping you with the housework. You should do all the housework. You're the woman. It's your job. Then on the other hand, you have people who are probably either not very conservative Christians or they're not Christian at all, who are accepting of women at home, but say, and I often see this from women who are full-time homemakers themselves, they will say, a man lives in his home too. He should help out with the housework. She doesn't get to, stop being a homemaker at 5 p.m. and relax like he does. He should get home and he should help out with the housework. And the reason that I think that this conversation happens, and this is just based on what I have seen, I'm sure there are aspects of this conversation I haven't considered, and I would love to hear what they might be if you have any opinions about that in the comments of this post. But I think what is going on a lot is that women are frustrated that they are full-time at home, and I'm not going to use the term homemaker there, because I don't think that you're automatically a homemaker just because you're staying at home. Simply staying at home does not mean that you are assuming the responsibilities of a homemaker. So women who are at home, with their children, which is typically the reason that women decide to stay home to be with their children, you are bitter when a husband is getting home from work, relaxing, and or he's annoyed that you haven't done your housework. And or you're annoyed that you haven't done all of your housework. Here comes the second adult home. He should be able to help you. He's an adult. He lives at the home too. Why isn't he? So I am very critical of certain aspects of both of these views. So I'll start with the trad crowd, of which I am easily a part in many ways. I don't bristle at the term trad as much as a lot of people, because I think it's a really helpful term. I think the reason why it's a thing is very valid, but it is a broad, broad, broad term that encompasses a lot of people who have ideas that I strongly disagree with. But to start with them, to say that a man should never do housework, it is problematic because of the broader false binary that has been established in the days since feminism, since the 1950s, that sort of reduces the question of whether or not a woman, quote unquote, should stay home full time, should primarily be concerned about the home, or she should be primarily concerned about work. I find this false binary to be laughable when you consider the full spans of human history, what it means to maintain a household, what it means to provide for a family. Before industrialization, the lines between providing for a home and keeping a home were much more blurred. Women's work would have been way harder. It still would have been not as hard as what a man would have been doing to provide for a home. There are so many different ways that a woman's traditional work at home are incredibly important to keep the home going. I think to move over to the other side, we demand that a man should be helping with the housework because in the 21st century, housework is actually really easy. And for a lot of men, certainly not all of them, and definitely not my husband, but for a lot of men, providing for their family means a very easy, physically easy job. You know, we live in the 21st century. Life is different for a lot of people. And we tend to have these conversations in the very narrow limitations of, you know, the realm of white collar office work or very easy, physically light labor, which I don't even think we can call labor, just work. What would you call that? Because it's not all white. I don't know who I'm talking to. You people, shout out into your headphones what I'm trying to think of. But, you know, there's white collar work, and then there's just, you know, I don't know, working a clerk at a store or a store manager or whatever it is that might be very physically light. But then, of course, jobs like that can also be very psychologically demanding, especially for managerial positions that require a lot of spinning plates. You know, there is more than just these two worlds of the full-time homemaker at home doing laundry, cleaning, cooking, baking cookies, Susie Homemaker things, and the man at work with his briefcase who comes home, kisses his wife on the cheek, and relaxes with a cocktail and a hot meal. The question of whether or not men should help with housework seems to only really be taking place in this false binary. And so that I didn't really get into this so much in the actual post. I'll talk a little bit more about where I went with that in a second. But so in my case, my husband is a laborer. He has, whenever he has had a full-time job in our marriage, which has been most of it, you know, probably more than 75% of our marriage, he has worked a physical job. So it's always been quite unreasonable to expect him to come home and do housework. Now, I think one of the reasons that people get really offended at the idea that a man should come home and just do absolutely nothing is like, well, he's a dad if he has children. And I should add a caveat here. We're basically entirely talking about families with children. And the reason for that is, I'm going to be really blunt. If you know me well, you know that I'm not always super blunt. I try to be really gentle and considerate as much as I can. I don't know. I can be a sarcastic blankety blank too. But, you know, I generally don't just try to, you know, I'm not like a tough talk kind of person. But this is going to be a little bit of a tough talk. If you're a full-time homemaker, if you're a full-time at home, you have assumed the responsibilities of a homemaker, and you do not have children, I don't know why you would. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to get all of your work done unless you are also working. That's a different factor. But so we are generally talking about husbands whose wives have assumed the responsibilities of a homemaker. So I will use that term, homemaker, to mean the person who has willingly agreed to be the one who is at home doing the household duties. For them to just turn around and then expect their husband to help them can be really problematic, and that is why the debate takes place. So my problem with the attitude that a man is an adult, he lives at home too, he can help out with the chores too, is that what are you giving wives who are struggling with this to just tell them, yes, this is what you should demand of your husband, basically? You know, it is the attitude with which this is presented. You know, I have a good friend on Instagram who grew up in a really conservative Christian family where they actually believe that men should straight up not do housework. It wasn't their duty. It wasn't their job. And her husband helps out around the house because he's a nice dude, because he's responsible, because he's an adult. So I'm not bashing that attitude that, like, it is silly and legalistic to put this ban on men as far as doing housework, because there is not a super strict line between women's work and men's work in the 21st century. I do generally think that we can still consider women's work to be cooking home family meals, keeping a house clean, and taking care of the children. I think it's fair to sort of make that generalization. But any father, you know, biblically, this is outlined pretty clearly, has every imperative to be fully involved in the life of his children. So I think we get into a lot of problematic realms where you are assuming that for a man to be able to come home and not be expected by his wife to do housework, that means that there's just absolutely no room for him to be parenting, for him to just be a decent adulty guy who does what a young family needs to get done. So I think that is really what this all boils down to, is we can't really boil it down to a yes or no. But I have a huge problem with this bitter, demanding, self-centered attitude that, well, men are grown-ups too, and they can help out around the house. Like, you are contextualizing homemaking within kind of this modern materialistic framework. And this is going to sound like quite a wild leap, and excuse my children are, there's antics going on outside, so you hear them and the hungry goats and everything in the background. But Karl Marx, who was a materialist philosopher, that was sort of his premise. If, you know, I'm not an expert or anything, but he was certainly not a theologian. He was a materialist, and he viewed women's work from the lens of this, like, really materialistic view on labor. And I think too often we are, because he has had a tremendous influence on Western thought, including ideas that have permeated deeply within cultural Christianity and the church, we are having these conversations about housework and homemaking and women's work in the context of it is just this resource. And it is. You know, that's why people get paid to do housework. It's why people get paid to take care of children. It's why people get paid to educate children. It's why there are massive industries that process food for people so that they don't have to do the kind of food prep required to process their own food, something which a full-time homemaker can do much more than a working woman. If we view homemaking through that lens, though, if we view what a woman is taking on when she is being supported by her husband who is working full-time, then we still end up with, yeah, she kind of looks like a slave. But homemaking is simply not the same thing as just being an employee. You are not your family's employee. The reason that, to make a big generalization, as I'm sure I'll make and have made many in this conversation, the reason that women were typically expected to stay at home and keep a home when they got married is because having a household is the sort of natural result of being married. It should be what it is, what happens. And you can have either a broken household or a well-functioning household, whatever it is. You know, a husband is to provide and protect for his wife, and a woman is to love and nurture her family. These are generalizations that we often make because they ring with so much truth. No, they don't account for all sorts of outstanding circumstances that are going to happen because of the fall and because of modern life and just the way that we keep homes and the way that we provide for homes has changed in many ways. But all throughout human history, there have been so many different factors that go into what it looks like to keep a family alive, you know, and the Industrial Revolution drastically changed what it took, what it looked like for an average working class family to provide for themselves and to keep a household. And so a lot of us are resurrecting or maintaining this a practice, a family economic situation that we consider to sort of be the norm that modernity has deviated from. But it's really taking place we can't divorce what it means to be a homemaker in 2023 from the fact that it is 2023, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of ships have sailed as far as technological innovations, you know, and resource management of, you know, the resource management of entire countries and the whole world. And I mean, like, we could get into the weeds so far with this, because again, it just simply doesn't boil down to being able to make some sort of rule about, yes, men should be expected to do housework. No, men should never be expected to do housework if they have a full-time homemaker, if they're supporting their wives who are staying home. So these are the sort of things that are really difficult to talk to people about on the internet when they're just putting out their sarcastic little reels about how, oh, their husbands do the dishes, not to help their wives out, but because they're adults and they can do dishes too. You know, and so my contention with that whole attitude, well, I have many layers of contention with that whole attitude, is that is, if a man is coming home and his wife is completely bogged down with housework and he just won't touch housework, he won't help with the kids, he withdraws and spends his time on his phone or playing video games or whatever it is, you have many, many more problems than simply who is doing the housework. In any healthy marriage where both partners or even just one partner is committed to taking care of their responsibility well enough to bless the other one, nobody's going to be super worried about, oh my gosh, can he help me with the dishes? Or you know, should I do the laundry for her? Like, will that affect my manhood or whatever it is? You know, to push this question into an either or is to drastically reduce what it means to be a breadwinner, to be a provider for your family, to be a homemaker, to be the person who is keeping house. All of that said, I'm going to hit you with a little bit more bluntness. If you have agreed to be at home full time, if you wanted that, if that is what you and your husband have decided is the sensible or even moral imperative thing to do, you can manage your home well enough that you do not need to be asking your husband for help. Now, you can ask your husband for help, of course. That is why it is important to kind of separate from this reductionist, legalistic, men should never do housework. Again, because lines can easily blur. Men can cook. You know, that's not like the weirdest thing in the world. We have like our American tradition of men barbecuing. And my father-in-law and my husband never cook, but they will grill. You know, and I think there's probably a lot of like traditional guys that are like that. When my husband was home full time with me, he did a lot of laundry and he kept the floors clean. We have an indoor dog, so we have, floor cleaning is a huge part of what needs to happen to keep our house clean. He cleaned the bathroom. He did a lot, and none of it was what I asked him to do. And I'm not saying that just like he just like totally ignored me, but he, without me asking, picked out what made sense for him to contribute, because I have always cooked and I enjoy it. We both enjoy it that way. I do cooking and the dishes. But anyway, all of that is to say, I find it kind of ironic that a lot of people adopt this attitude that like, it's his house. He lives there too. He can help out with the housework. But it's like, it's your house. You live there too. If you don't have a full-time job, there is no reason that you can't manage the housework at least well enough that it's not the norm for him to come home and for you guys to argue about housework. And so I see a lot of people that kind of get defensive that like, I'm still a good homemaker even though my husband helps with the dishes and the laundry and stuff. But I think, if I can hazard a guess, certainly, it's fair of those women to be like, obviously, my husband can still be a man and help with the housework. That is a fair point that needs to be made because, you know, like in my family situation, me being the sole breadwinner never meant that my husband wasn't the head of his household. He's the head of his household because he is my husband and he was ordained thus by God. That is not, you know, his manhood is not so flimsy that it's going to be usurped by me simply earning money, you know, there, through a lot of human history, providing for a family meant generating resources. And as we see from the Proverbs 31 woman, that is certainly not something that has ever been strictly designated to men. again, we just look at this through the lens of like 1950s, the last sort of semblances of it being normal for a woman to be a full-time homemaker while her husband was a full-time worker. But that is just a, you know, post-industrialist false binary again. Anyway, it's completely fair of women who want to say that, like, I can still be a homemaker. You know, my husband does the dishes. That's always been our routine. I've seen a lot of people do that, that, like, you know, don't bash me and my husband and say that, like, he should ever do housework. That is fine because, again, like, it is silly to just ban anybody from doing anything because two adults are going to pitch in and do what needs to get done to take care of the household. And I think that that is going to be true no matter what your economic circumstances. If you are a Christian person who is married and raising a family, you should absolutely be willing to do what needs to get done regardless of whether you're the husband or the wife, because we are adults. So that point is fair, but I just see this projected so much onto men that, like, he's the adult, he can get it done. If you are a full-time homemaker, you can get it done too. Now, I know I had two kids 19 months apart. The first one came along 18 months after we first got married, only a few months after I lived in a house with indoor plumbing. So we used to live off grid. So I didn't really start managing like a modern home until I had a newborn. And then I had another baby when the newborn was a toddler. The former newborn was a toddler. I had a toddler and a newborn, then two toddlers for many years. So I know how it is. I know how overwhelming it is. I know how difficult it can be to actually have the house clean and dinner ready when your husband gets home from work. One of my New Year's resolutions this year, actually, is to have meals on time for my husband more often. He is so patient. Like, he values having dinner on time so much. And he can be, like, he definitely gets annoyed, but considering, like, he's really patient with me because I am terrible at getting meals on time. I'm really spazzy. I am not naturally super organized. I've gotten way more organized out of necessity, and it has made a huge difference. But yeah, all of this is to say that I am not okay with telling women that, you know, well, your husband's an adult too, and he can pitch in with the housework. Because if a man does not believe that he should be pitching in with the housework because he's working full time so that she can stay home, I'm sorry, that is fair. That is fair. He might not be a perfect husband. They might have marital issues that need to be addressed. But I think the majority of reasons why this dynamic is going to be going on in a marriage is because of the marriage, not because of the division of labor in the household. However, the good news is here is there are a lot of factors within the division of labor in a household that can be manipulated or changed to help improve the relationship. And I think the number one thing that a wife in this situation can do is to hike up her big girl pants and do what she can so that her husband doesn't have to come home and have that argument with her again that he doesn't want to help with the housework. Go ahead and think that a dude is a jerk if he gets home and he doesn't want to help with the housework if you want. A wife nagging him is not going to get her anywhere, you know, and that is true for all sorts of problems in marriage that don't involve, like, literally protecting your life from a disgusting abuser or something. You know, we need to stop just jumping to that all the time. Like, I feel like we have accepted that housework in a period of time when it has never been easier to upkeep a home, to the point where lots of women do work because it simply doesn't require full-time homemaking. If kids are at school, mom and dad are off at work, yeah, both mom and dad can come home and, like, figure out the laundry and the dishes, and that is a thing to consider, that a lot of the time this attitude that, like, well, he's an adult and he can help out with the household work comes from families where the wife is working too. But that doesn't apply to our conversation as to whether the husband of a full-time homemaker should be helping out with the housework. Because the truth is that in families where both husband and wife are working, it's typically still the woman who is doing the most housework. Now, a feminist is going to look at that excuse me, and see that as evidence of, you know, whatever, her feminist paradigm. And we are going to look at it and see it as evidence that, like, women are typically more programmed for housework, you know, for caring about the home. And a very real factor of this is that women typically care more about getting these things done than men do. In the same way that in a lot of homes, I know it's true in mine, men care a lot more about, like, man things, like household, you know, like keeping the house literally standing. In our case, my husband has done so much work to our house that I never would have even known had to get done. I would have had to hire a very expensive contractor to tell me that it needed to get done and then for them to do it. So the things that men do that we can so easily take for granted, they're just as high value as the things that women do that a wealthy family will typically hire out somebody to do, like childcare, cooking, cleaning, housekeeping, that kind of thing. So when you have, again, when you have households where there is a full-time homemaker, the reason that housework, the reason that we need homemakers is because these things have to happen. And when you have the traditional, you know, again, I established that it's not super traditional, but, you know, the prior to feminism norm that a woman is staying home, she's not working outside of the home, and keeping the home, there is nothing wrong with expecting her and encouraging her that she can keep up with that without making it an issue in her marriage. And it really boils down to that attitude. Are you being demanding? Are you being ungrateful for the contribution that he is making to your family? Are you approaching a real lack of engagement or responsibility on his part with graciousness and patience, or with entitlement and demands? Because, you know, I'm going to assume if you don't hate everything I believe in, you're probably a Christian too. We are Christians, and marriage is sacred. It is the sacred union of two people into one flesh. That is where families come from, the joining of two flesh into one. That's why marriage is so important and why it matters so much. And it matters to view it this way. Because there is a great quote from Elizabeth George that I think I can get right. She said, "Order your day so that the people, so that God is glorified and the people around you are blessed." And everybody should do this. You know, I simply don't speak to men because I'm not a man. I don't know how to be a good husband. I can tell you what my husband does that he's great at, but you know, it's not my job. I'm so grateful for the men out there who also have, you know, share my passion for encouraging Christians to be good spouses, but they speak to men, so they do it better than I do because they can speak to male psychology better than I would. If I was a man, I would, of course, be encouraging men, get home if your wife is frazzled, see what you can do to help her out. So in the same way, I'm going to say, if you are frazzled when your husband gets home, see what you can do to be the kind of wife he wants to help, you know, or take what you can, just like I would encourage a man to see what he can do, what he can take on to lighten your burden. See what you can take on to lighten your burden, or to lighten his burden. But yeah, also, like, work smarter, not harder. If you are living in the 21st century and you do not have some sort of outstanding circumstance in your life, like a family member with serious illness or disability, or you yourself have a serious illness or disability, or something, you know, I'm sure there are a million scenarios I'm not thinking of. So I would love to hear from you guys, if for whatever thoughts you have on any of this. But if you have quote-unquote normal circumstances, which I will say my in my family, my husband and I are both able-bodied. Our children are, you know, neither of them have any particular outstanding needs that differ from the vast majority of children. So, you know, I know it's problematic to be like normal because, like, who's really normal? But anyway, you know, a normal, able-bodied, healthy, generally healthy family, there is no reason at all, if there is a woman that is home full time, she cannot assume responsibility for the housework. None of us are going to do it perfectly. And there's a good chance that your husband actually doesn't care as much as you do about how perfect your homemaking is. But here's the crux of the issue. If you are a Christian homemaker, you are making your home to bless your family. You are making your home so that your family has a nice home. It is so much more than just housework. You know, we reduce it to housework and it is such a blessing. I mean, I love, like, that is how I show my love to my family, is cooking for them, keeping their house neat. It is also how I create an environment that I want to live in. And when I live in an environment that I want to live in, I am nicer to everybody. I am a better Christian. Well, you know, Jesus makes me a better Christian if I am a good Christian at all. But you know what I mean? Like, it is much easier to adapt our sort of starry-eyed, I love keeping home for my family attitude when we are considering the impact it has on us to order our day so that we can glorify God, so that we can bless our family. That includes, you know, blessing us, because it does bless us when we bless others. It is more gift, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The same is true for assuming our responsibilities. It is more blessed to hike up your big girl pants and do what you can so that at the very least your husband can come home and relax after a day of work. Now, I have gotten very adamant about this point because I did work full time and I realized, it humbled me so much. When I was mostly working full time, and to get off work and have the kid need something, or my husband be like, can you make me some cookies or whatever it is, and realize, oh my goodness, when my husband was working as an actual physical laborer, and he would get home to a messy house with two toddlers in it and a frazzled, stressed out wife asking him to do something, how inconsiderate that was, you know. And I told my husband, like, can I just get like 20 minutes after I've closed my laptop? I know my work is a lot easier than yours used to be, but I'm just that kind of person. I'm very outgoing, but I'm an introvert in that I need to decompress a lot. My, you know, old brain gets overwhelmed easily, or I should say it's my millennial brain. Millennials, we are so spazzy. And that could be a whole other topic for another day, but anyway, yes, it did humble my heart greatly that I had been completely inconsiderate of what it's like to get home to a messy house with a pile of stuff that somebody else wants you to do. And consider if this is all similar to your situation, consider that your husband is under the impression that his wife has agreed to assume these responsibilities. If you are a convicted Christian homemaker, I'm assuming that you have agreed, you know, it was always assumed or agreed upon that you would be keeping the house. And so do it, you know, and do it so that your husband can come home and relax, because if possible, so that you can relax with him, so that he can spend time with his kids and have it not be this something that he's getting nagged about or shrilly yelled at about, but something that is just happening. Because, you know, if your family's like most families, your kids are probably excited to see their dad and have stuff to, you know, little kid things to tell him. Do you really want his contribution when he gets home to be, doing dishes or laundry? Or do you want it for him to be, have room to take on, to assume his biblical role of raising up his children? Because fathers are admonished. Do not quote me, but I just off the top of my head, more often fathers are admonished to be taking the duty of raising children seriously than mothers, because it is fathers who are urged to instruct their children about God, about righteousness, about what they should be doing, right and wrong. We can encourage our husbands in this by giving them the space so that when they get home, they are spending time with their family and not being bogged down with what you can find a way to, sorry, I just had to tell my kids to be quiet there, very loud, being themselves. They have room to be themselves while I am home full time doing my thing. And that's the thing, is if you are home full time, you get to be with the kids all day. And yes, you have to balance a lot, especially if you're like me and you're a homeschooler. If you have big families, you know, I only have two children. I know with big families, I'm sure it is a bigger challenge. But then most big families I've known, the older children are learning how to help with housework. And my two boys, they do a lot. to help with the housework too, as any child should be learning how to do, because they are going to grow up and have responsibilities. So it's how you train young people how to have responsibilities, is to give them responsibilities and train them in taking care of them. And it's a constant learning process. I am teaching my kids how to do things that I'm not excellent at, as far as time management and self-control, guarding one's tongue, things like that. But we are all ought to be pointing one another towards Jesus Christ. And for a wife, who, if your husband is not taking on this duty, this responsibility, much, much bigger responsibility, of raising children, and it's bigger than, you know, helping with the laundry or whatever it might be. That's what I mean. You can practice, you know, First Peter 3, and that your behavior be a witness to your husband. And a huge part of that can be adjusting your attitude in seeing him as somebody that you want to be able to come home and have an enjoyable time with his family and with his wife. Organize your day so that you do not need to be stressing at your husband about the amount of housework that you have to do and dumping it on his feet to fix it. Our attitudes are going to change everything, as far as if you're in a situation where you literally do need, for whatever reason, you need more help or you need less responsibilities because you are being bogged down. Are you really going to be able to effectively communicate that to your husband in a way that improves or preserves your relationship if you are assuming this worldly attitude of you're an adult and you live here too? I mean, talking to a man like he's a child is a really bad way to encourage him to be more like an adult. So the best way to encourage your husband to be an adult is to act like an adult yourself. Don't shift the blame onto him. Don't listen to people online who tell you what he should be doing, whether that's people who are judging you because he does help you with the housework, or people who are judging him because he doesn't. You know, that's what this really, really breaks down to if you're a convicted believer. As with any challenge in marriage, any challenge in life, are you looking to the cross, or are you looking to yourself and your own needs? Because Jesus tells us if we are seeking to preserve ourselves, we are going to lose that, and we will feel out of control, and we will feel more angry. You know, we get angry, we get bitter, we get resentful when we feel like we don't have control, because we want control. And trying to control a man is the greatest way to feel completely out of control in your life. And blaming him for you not being able to create that calm environment for him when he gets home, that calm environment can be you. You know, he might come home to laundry on the couch, messy little kids running around, you haven't started dinner yet. If you have a cheerful, sweet, deferential attitude, I guarantee you he's going to be way more likely to help, or at the very least, you're going to be more chill. You can be more chill. If you want a more chill life, you can be a more chill wife. Ooh, I should coin that. Anyway, I feel like we have reached the crux of the matter here. Again, I would love to hear from you guys. So please let me know what you think in the comments. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up before my kids come bursting in here and making a bunch more noise. But thank you so much for being here with me today. And yeah, I would love to hear from you and chat about this further. Take care.